so.
It will?
Yeah.
It does?
Yeah, maybe it's 2K. That's really close right now.
You feel it though right here? Feel that?
It's a little dimples. It's just you're feeling the metal where it transitions.
Live.
Once I do the 2K primer.
2K takes it out of there?
Yeah, because I'm going to do three coats of 2K. That's a high build primer, so it's almost like putting a very thin coat, like a skim coat of Bondo on.
All right, as long as it moves out. Good morning, everybody. We're coming to you live right here from inside the paint and body facility of Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. I'm Tom, and we all know the body master himself. Good morning, Bub.
So today's title is actually, what in the heck is BEM doing? What is this turd, dude?
I love it, man. Good morning, Bub. How are you doing today?
Doing really good so far, man. Just cranking away. We have a lot of projects we're trying to finish up and wrap up here before tomorrow, which is when we are going to officially shut the shop down for the rest of the Thanksgiving week. Of course, here at BEM, we are 24/7 working, and it's okay for us to take a break for our families as well. So we will
not
shut
according
down
to
tomorrow.
Some of the idiots out there.
We will shut down tomorrow all the way through the following Monday. So we are going to take some time and enjoy it. But in that case, we are getting some of these final projects wrapped up. I'm literally wrapping up on this Equinox right now. This belongs to a local Jupiter Police Department, so we're trying to get this thing done. I got this bumper over here. I got to get painted. I got to get the thing assembled. Got to get it wet sanded, buffed, blended, all kinds of nonsense.
This episode is brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Body Shop. That's Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's Bubba's Exotic Motorsports.com. Miss Outlaw Boutique. The outlaw is loose, and so is the moose down at Miss Outlaw Boutique. Extended boutique hours with the greatest in accessories and fashions. Bub, we got a couple emails about Miss Outlaw Boutique. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, there are extended hours and everything is available on the website, missoutlawboutique.com. 561-660-6695. Constant evolution over there. Robin was doing QuickBooks 2018 updates and installs. Layla's doing some fashion shopping. Stuff going on all the time over there, man.
I just find it funny because I know when Robin gets her hands on that QuickBook thing, something's going to go wrong for sure. Listen, I don't know where that even comes up because they definitely run Shopify on their POS system. So
POS, ladies and gentlemen, Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding Cars and Coffee event. We were there. The big BEM SEMA public unveil of the Mustang, Bub,
yep.
Was officially, what, Sunday? Huge crowd, and people just keep commenting on the beauty of the car.
Yeah, man, we had a lot of fun out there at Cars and Coffee Palm Beach, man. Great time. The fans loved it. The spectators that were there, it was an awesome time. A lot of great rides. The weather was beautiful, super hot, really nice breeze going on. We had an awesome time, dude, giving out all the Monster Energy drinks.
Yep.
We gave out over 2,500 cans
of
Monster Energy. I drank about six of them, so I was shaking like a leaf by 1 in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
But everything was all good, man. We're just now back here at the shop cranking away. I've still got that. We just lost something, didn't we?
Just me.
No, we lost something over here.
No, we didn't.
Yeah,
good.
It lost.
You're nice and red.
No, I'm telling you, it just went to lime green to white and then blue and then nothing.
Now you're fly right there, bub.
You watch. This is going to be poof, be gone.
No, it's not.
If it is, I'm throwing that freaking camera right out in the middle of the street, and that's it for these
things. So, Bub, how about this beautiful Equinox here? This one's been here for a
this
few months.
This thing's an animal.
Yeah, it's an animal.
What's
animal
this thing laying down here? 145?
No, it's running through the traps at about 210.
Come on.
3-second car.
Is that at the crank, or is that at the tires, the horsepower?
Oh, that's up at the front motor mount.
Stop. So listen, man, so this is one of our great friends and clients here.
Yes.
He is Jupiter Police Department, so we have been getting this thing done for him. This was involved in a very serious accident in the rear, very close to what that MIP Challenger was, man. They came in at the same time. These things were literally crushed all underneath. This car has a full subframe underneath. The subframe, the suspension, the strut, the springs, the control arms, the tow-in arms. I mean, everything on this car has been replaced on the bottom side, the exhaust system. Now you can see we're in that final stage of body, getting all of this stuff mocked up. This is the broken taillight, but the housing, the external housing of it is perfect shape. So I'm mocking this one up to make sure that all of the panel fitment, all the gaps are set where they should be. And it is coming together perfectly, man. We're literally using all factory parts. They can just pop in and out. So everything's going to be exactly how it was right before it was involved in that unfortunate accident.
Unfortunately, Bub, this was hit by a Jeep at a stoplight. It hit this area right here. It pushed the control arm in underneath of it. They were just about $2 shy of totaling the vehicle.
Yep.
We decided to go ahead, like we did with the Monkey in Paradise car, because it is a friend. We're not going to, it's a $0 gain for us, but we decided to go ahead and keep the client's vehicle on the road.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that they're upset about the time difference that it's taken to do it, we're not a standard body shop that slams things through. We use all factory and OEM parts to put cars back together. We do all the body panels to absolute perfection, and you will not even notice that this car was hit outside of the Carfax set because it was reported to insurance.
Yeah, man, it's been a lot of work, as actually you can see. So this entire quarter panel has been completely done. It is now straight. The body lines are ready. You are looking at what is literally the complete raw form before you go into your 2K primer sealer, get in the etching primer, get all your blocking and guide coats done. But it is literally every dent, every problem, every body line at the top, at the front of the taillight. There's one that 45s in here at the edge of the taillight on the lower portion of the quarter panel. There's also two that run down at the wheel molding as well. They fade out here at the end. All of these things measured not only from a visual standpoint, but from an actual tape measure to the millimeter from the other side at 6 3/4 inches from the top of the body line to the bottom, all the way down the fender arch here. But we did find there was one more issue, and this is some of the stuff that you find as you go along. If you actually run your hand up this C-pillar here, you can see there's a huge dent right here. So now I have to go through, even though the bottom portion of this thing is done, from that hitting that flex, it actually caused a wrinkle at the top. So now we're going to have to extend that body repair going up into that area as well, something that most people don't see. They don't write these things up, and that's where you're out of the hole again.
What we call as a C, but let's talk about what the A, B, and C pillars are for people who don't know what they are.
So yeah, man, so that's at each joint of the car. Your A starts at your front windshield frame right there, your A pillar. Right, that would be where your windshield, the front glass meets your door glass. So that's your A pillar. Moving back from there is your B pillar. Moving back from there is your C pillar, and so on. Depending on the size of your thing, you can get all the way down to Z if you got a freaking stretch limo.
That's right. Yeah, you can.
Not really.
And then start all over again at A.
Right.
It's sort of like playing guitar.
Yes. No.
E, A, D, G, and then you go back to your A. Or in bass, E, A, D, G, then you go back to your E.
I don't know what you're saying, dude.
M, O, U, S, E.
What?
Yeah, something like that.
That's Moose. Mouse.
M-O-U-S-E. Mickey Mouse. Don't you remember that? Come on.
I do not remember that at all.
You don't?
No. So I've got a lot of work to do here, as you can see, between this afternoon getting the body work done on this thing, getting it prepped, getting the primer to it, the sealer, getting everything guide coated, then getting it blocked so it's ready to get everything masked up, get it into the booth, get it shot, get the base coat down. This is a GM Summit White. We'll get this thing shot. What's going on over here? Is he twitching or twiggling or something? Mm-hmm. I feel like he's dancing behind me. All I hear is foot dragging the ground. So we've got a lot of work to get done, a lot of things to get going here, man. And then I have full final assembly as well, which is getting the rear input back on, the crash bar. All the interior panels are out of this thing, all the way across the bottom, both sides. It's bagged so no dust goes on the inside of this car. So we not only have the assembly, we have the cleanup, but then we also have the full detailing of the inside, get all that body dust out, make sure it's ready to go and cruise.
That's correct, Bob. There's a lot to this, ladies and gentlemen. Paint and body work is very special, and it's extremely labor intensive.
Yeah.
So you have to take your time and get it right. Behind the camera, Bub, is what kind of car sitting there?
Oh, right there. We got a 69 Mustang sitting right there. Uh-huh. Mm.
Who's that belong to?
Brother Mike.
Brother Mike. Ha ha. I can see her. You can't.
I'm looking at it.
That's exactly. I'm looking at her too. See me? I'm looking. You're not. Ha ha. And to the right of that, Bub, what do we have?
So that's actually a E120 Jag, man. Super, super vintage. It's a 54. We are doing a full paint and body and custom upholstery on this thing. It is going to be when it is done.
And over here, Bub, under this very special cover, what do we have sitting there?
So that one over there is actually a 61 Corvette.
62.
62, I'm sorry. 62 Corvette that we are finishing up, getting ready to ship that thing back up to Northern Virginia.
That's exactly right. That one's going to go soon, Bub.
Yep.
Been a long build on that one too, man. A lot of damage was done to that car.
Yep. So I got a lot of work to do. I'm in the paint and body shop, as always. It seems to be where I'm defaulting to now. Catching up some of these rides, getting them done, and getting all this stuff turned out here before Thanksgiving. So I'll be working like you know what before now and then.
It's a lot of work, isn't it, Bub?
That's it.
Huh?
Yep.
This weekend's radio show, Bub, our podcast, is going to be very, very informational. We'll have another driver from Street Outlaws. We're going to have Chris from Palm Beach International Raceway talking to us a little bit. And we're going to have some very technical segments coming up as well, Bub.
Yep.
It's going to be a lot of fun, man.
Yep.
Ladies and gentlemen, until tomorrow, Bub.
Just keep on doing it, Bubba style.
Mr. Producer, did you have a question real quick?
Yeah. I thought Monday we were going to do Stump the...
Yes,
master.
On Monday we start the new program, Stump the Master. And what happens is, if you guys write a question into us and you can physically stump Bubba, you get a free Bubba's Exotic Motor Shirt sports gift. It can be a shirt, it can be product, it can be anything. But if you can stump one of the top three in the world today, we'll take the challenge and we'll see who wins. Ladies and gentlemen, let's reach out to touch somebody's life in a very positive way today. Let's open the door for somebody who's got their hands full. If there's holes in the bottom of their shoes, let's make sure they got shoes. If they're hungry, 7-Eleven, McDonald's, doesn't matter. It's cheap. You can feed them. Man, you got abs like mine, right? How about that? Rip. So let's make sure that people have food in their stomach. Let's take care of those animals that depend on us so heavily. They're in our lives. You know what? They're not an inconvenience to us. You just need to get up off the couch and take them for a walk. It'd be good for you, too. Let's feed them. Let's shower them with love, praise, attention, affection. Give them everything they need to have to be comfortable in life, not chained up outdoors and in the wild. Couldn't even watch a show last night on National Geographic about predatory animals and how 10 lions tried to take down one big water buffalo. I know it's tragic, it's part of life, but it's not me. But I could easily protect the lives of those around me because I do carry concealed. So human life that's predatory is not so bad. I don't like seeing animals get hurt, ladies and gentlemen. It's just me, not personally. I'm not big on Facebook pictures of people who've killed a deer or anything like that. It's not appetizing to me. And I didn't particularly like the giraffe that somebody put up that they shot yesterday that they're going to use for a trophy. Really? You're going to stand the thing up in your house with 15-foot ceilings? Not so much. Leave the giraffes alone, ladies and gentlemen. They're just out there trying to go through life. This episode has been brought to you by Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. That's Bubba's Exotic Motorsports. .com. Miss Outlaw Boutique, the Moose is Loose in Abacoa, 561-660-6695. And Cars and Coffee of Palm Beach, the Guinness World Record holding Cars and Coffee event. Be there this month, upcoming December 3rd, 8 to noon at the Palm Beach Outlets Mall. We'll be there as well. Till tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, let's keep on doing it Bubba style. Hey, Bub, you ready to eat?